man, you're so good and so
Blog
kind.
Talk Radio.
We give you the glory and we give you the praise. Oh, God, thank you for a direct line to you. There was a time before Jesus went to Calvary that we couldn't get to you. Only the priest could get to you at certain times. But thank you, Jesus went to Calvary. There was a veil in the temple that kept us out. And Jesus split the veil in two. And now we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you. Don't let me have to teach and train y'all 20 times before y'all get something. I've said this to you over and over again. These are the instructions. When I say praise check, don't hesitate. Don't join me after 10 people on, then you come on saying, thank you, Jesus. Come in right away. I'm giving you instructions. Don't let me have to say this 10 times, 20 times before you get it. And yet, when it comes to what you want to do, you can get it right away. Hear the instructions. When I say praise check, everybody from every area code, if God has been good to you, come in and give God praise. Don't stagger. Just everybody. Get the instructions. And when I say praise check, everybody come in. And then on yesterday, Ambassador Pfeiffer talked about you're under surveillance. And we just had a great time both days. And we know that Ambassador-elect Gail Stith, oh my God, has a word for us. She, many times on the line, gives us a wonderful, wonderful word. Amen. Just through everything she does and when she talks. We appreciate her. She's from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. God has blessed her there, and she's a part of the evangelistic team for her district as well as her state. And when she came to the convention, she brought part of them there, and they just lit up the place. She's a great, great, great blessing. Great, 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 great blessing. We appreciate her. I'm opening the line to Ambassador-elect Gail Stith. Amen. And she is going to take it, whatever the Lord leads you to do. Amen. You have about 20 minutes. But if whatever the Lord says, we're open to it. Are you there, Ambassador Stith? Ambassador Gail-elect. Amen.
Yes,
all right. We open the line to you, and the line commences you this morning. Thank God for you. Take it.
Amen.
Right,
praise the Lord. Chief Ambassador, you can hear me, correct?
Absolutely.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good morning to all the saints of God.
Glory
I thank God for Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith this morning. meaning that he's already writing the script. He know how the beginning's going to start and how it's going to end. Hallelujah. Chief Ambassador, I praise God for you, Mother Betty. Saintly, godly woman, Mother Johnson, glory to God. The fragrance in the room of First Lady, glory to God. And all the ambassadors, all the thankful saints of God, and all the households of faith, and everyone that has an ear that is able to hear what thus say the Lord. This is to you, and you. To you that feel that your head is down and it doesn't appear that it's going to ever come up, and it's been a long time. This word is for you this morning. And the topic that Lord has given to me is don't wait till the battle is over. Out now. Glory to God. And I'm going to briefly come from Joshua, the 6th chapter, 1, 5 through 20. And I enjoyed the word on Monday morning. Ambassador Stern, you touched on my friend Bartimaeus. Glory to God. And woman of God, you did the same thing on yesterday. And amen. And I thank God that what he's doing in the season, you need to know the season, so you have to have a relationship. So the reason the Lord had given me this topic is because I am seeing saints everywhere have become silent. Hallelujah. Saints want to encourage you to know that because all havoc has broken loose doesn't mean that God is silent. So we need to take on the attitude what Dr. Johnson is imparting all over the world. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. You got to shout because it has to come out of the porters, out of your mouth. Hallelujah. So I'm at a season right now when I felt like things were not moving, that I was stagnant and still, and I'm at a place with God, we're seeking you, we in your face, and it appears like nothing is happening. So God turns around, and in the spirit, he speaks to me. Somebody say, he's speaking to me right now. Just because it appears that he is silent, I have you at a place with me that I want you to trust me, have faith in me. Stop looking at the circumstances. Stop crying over what it appears to be like. I want you to walk out on faith and just trust me at my word. So when you begin to look at the Jericho Road, glory to God, I'm going to focus on the wall, amen, because a lot of us have walls that are before us, and it seems like the wall it is thicker. It seems like the wall is not moving, but you know all it takes is just a shout. Tell your neighbor this morning, all it takes is just a shout. All it takes is for me to open up my mouth. Now, let me tell you about the wall. The wall was 60 feet high, 30 miles wide, wide enough chariots to travel across. Now, I want you to see on the other side of the wall is your blessing. And all you have to do is what God told the children of Israel is just show up. And all you have to do, hallelujah, glory to God, is just open up your mouth and look at the circumstance and just shout. Something happens when a saint shouts. So the wall, you have to understand, to get where they needed to go, they had to go by the wall. Now, God is not removing some of the stuff that we've been asking God for. God, my children, God, my husband, God, the people on my job, we're going around a mountain, round and round and round and round. If you have faith, put it out there. Glory to God. The Bible tells us that all we have to do is just have the faith, the grain of a mustard seed. See, a mustard seed knows what it's supposed to produce. God will answer your prayer when you know what's going to happen when you speak. In Jeremiah 33:3, he said, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you out of your eyes great and mighty things that thou knowest not. See, the call first had to come out of the mouth. And when you look in Genesis, the beginning of the verse, and it talks about how God's made a spring. bread in the garden. He was walking around and there was Adam and Eve, and he gave all the dominion and power to Adam, and he told him what to speak. It had to come out of his mouth. Glory to God. Then you look over at another verse. In Genesis, he said, and God saw, and God speak, and God said, everything came out of his mouth. When God called the world to come into existence, the Bible says that he stepped out on nothing and created something just for the existence of his word. In the Bible, in Genesis, he says, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from under the firmament from the waters from which above the firmament. It had to come out of his mouth. So it was spoken. So now I want to put you in a place as if you in the operating room all over the world, and you need a touch from God, and you have to put on the right garment, which is Ephesians 6:1. Now, when you want to shout and you want to answer for God, you can't leave your helmet in the closet. You can't leave your shoes under the bed. You got to put on the breast. Hallelujah. You got to practice this thing. I heard a woman said the other day, well, do you know, it's going to take a long time. No, ma'am. If you want to be a vessel of honor meant for the master's use, you're going to get cracked. You're going to get marred. But when you're in the potter's hand, he'll make you over again. Now, I'm not giving anybody an excuse to do anything, but let me tell you this morning. Get ready to walk around your wall. Get ready. When you get ready in position, everything is on. So you got to have the right clothes on. If you're cussing, you got to stop cussing. You got to, as the Bible says in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. How you going to walk if you overweight? How you going to walk if you won't fast? How you going to walk if your tongue is not right? We talk about many things. Saints, I'm telling you, it's not in your clothes. A lot of folks concerned about how long your dress is. But let me tell you, saints, God's concerned about where you taking that dress off. A lot of us are concerned about earrings, but God is concerned about what's in your ear, what you're gossiping about. My God, thank you, Jesus. A lot of folks concerned about lipsticks. God is not concerned about your lips, but who your lips been kissing. I'm talking about making you clean and holy. Put yourself in the position when you see your wall, you can speak to the wall, because your body is right, your mind is right. He said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Right. And God has given us a vision, saints, of what's to come. Glory to God. And he says, without a vision, the people perish. Amen. So God has given you an optical, which means vision, an eye to see. Optical means I will allow you to see a glimpse of your glory. I heard a woman of God praying about a house. God's going to give you a house. He's already giving you a glimpse of the house. Glory to God. But what he doesn't tell us is what we have to go through to get to the house. This is the part where your faith has to be stretched. This is the part where he is silent. And you look in the Old Testament, in the midpoint of the Testament, God stops speaking until the midpoint of the New Testament when the Son came on the throne. See, so when God is silent, doesn't mean he's not there. He means when he wants you to trust his word. When he says, I'll never leave you in my silence. I will never leave you. I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. So when God is with you and things are silent, when God says wait, that means to wait. Glory to God. And so many times everywhere we have been taught the opposite of this song. Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. We've been so many times you pray and then you wait. You pray, then you wait. Then you shout after the answer. What's been happening on this line? God is teaching us to shout now. Open up your mouth and shout now. Why do you need to shout now? Because I don't know anybody that's bad as he that can step out on nothing and create something just by the mere existence of his word. It's a reason to shout right now, because you have 263 bones that he made you of in your body. It's a reason to shout right now, because you have 600 muscles right there in your body, because he said you are beautifully, wonderfully made. Glory to God. It's a reason to shout right now, because you have 900. glory to God, that are the particles that's made up of the feet. Why I need to shout now? Because it's the day of testing. It's the day of trials. There is nothing that's coming to man that we, with the same temptation, he said, will make a way for us. So you see the wall. This is day one. And you've been asking God, God, do something for me. I need a miracle. And he says, all I want you to do is begin to walk around your circumstances.
Yeah.
So get up and start fasting and start anointing yourself on day two. I want you to use your feet that I blessed you with to start walking around in your house and begin to tell God, thank you. This is day three, and the wall, it seems like it's not going anywhere. The kids are working off havoc. The kids are cussing you out, won't go to school. God said, take another look before you go to day four on that wall. He said, watch the alignment. The alignment came from the head to the bottom. If you're allowing your kids to run over you, if you're allowing people to walk all over you, the alignment don't come from the bottom up. It comes from the top to the bottom. Get in line. Get in line. Everything in your house ought to be able to praise God. The Bible said in Joshua, ask for me in my house. We will and we shall praise God. Hallelujah. How you gonna do this? Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and with the loud voice of a shout. That's what blind Bartimaeus did. When Jesus was walking by, saying, he heard out of his ear, out of the waters that brings issues of life. He heard the word. He knew about Jesus that he was a healer. And then there is always a crowd of people that's gonna keep you from your purpose and from your destiny. I tell you, saints, get everybody that's not with you off your front row. Put them in the balcony of your life, my God. Put them back there where they belong. Only allow people to walk with you that's walking with God. Amen. The blind Bartimaeus, glory to God, he opened up his mouth. And then when I heard Dr. Stern was saying, and I'm going to use it in the way the Lord had given me, it said he shouted in another version. Glory to God.
Glory.
He cried out, Lord. Oh, God. He cried unto God. And he said, ask the Lord to do something for us. So he knew his miracle was right there. So I'm going to ask you to walk around that wall the fifth day. Hallelujah. Imagine yourself right there on that fifth day crying out to God. And then he said, when God heard him, God healed him. Glory to God. He healed him. Hallelujah. I tell everybody everywhere, when God is silent, it might seem like the devil is knocking your W-I-N-D out of you. But God said you still have your W-I-N. All you have to do, saint, is just look at the end of the book. And the end of the book says that we win. The end says we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Now, I can just imagine it seems like the enemy just want to come back on day five. But you got to keep marching. You got to keep praying.
This conference is being recorded.
You got to keep fasting. You have to keep decreeing.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Declaring in the name of Jesus.
This conference is being recorded.
And then the Bible says that whatever you buy,
your conference recording has stopped.
I have already bound it in heaven. So what God is saying here is whatever you bind, saints, whatever you put your foot on, whatever you decree right now in the name of Jesus. He said the Greek word for bind is. Glory to God.
This
you
conference
have to be
is being
like,
recorded.
Oh,
your conference recording
I've had all
has stopped.
I can say. And I can't stand no more. He took the spirit. You have to take the word. Put it in your heart. Be like David. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not, I shall not sin against you, God. Okay, God, make me a vessel. I'm going to day five. It seems like I'm almost at the end of the journey. But then God tell you to be still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's telling somebody this morning, nothing may endure it for a night, but joy will come. Your joy is coming in the morning. When is in the morning? It might be 2 years from now. But why God is silent? Why are you waiting? He wants you to give him a right now praise. And that praise is victory right now. I don't see it done, but I'm going to keep shouting because day of six is approaching me right now. On day six, I have a flat tire. On day six, you might have done a pink slip. On day six, you might have received a bad report. On day six, it seems like the walls in your house are coming in on you. And it seems like the roof has just caved in on you. And on day six, it seems like the bottom is rocked. But God said, haven't done all to stand. Stand. Come on, somebody say, stand. I'm going to stand while it's raining. I'm going to stand and I'm going to shout. I'm going to stand. I don't need an umbrella because God has said, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and I'm going to pour you out a blessing that you will not receive. So I'm going to open up my mouth again. And he says, whatever you put your foot on, when you put your foot on it, you find it. When you open up your mouth, you release it. And the Greek word for release is Leo. Open it up in the atmosphere. Leo. You got to see it. I see it. I see the blessing. I see the new job. I see the husband coming. Oh, I see my children saved. I see there's a somebody shift and say, Lord, take me higher. I'm approaching the seventh day. And he said, I have already placed you high above principalities, high above powers, higher above spiritual wickedness in high places. I called you to sit on the right hand of the Father. Now I need you to be like the woman with an issue of blood. It's time for you to pray. Push through the crowd, push through negative thinking, push through, I can't, you will, it'll never happen, the devil is a, but I don't know about you, I want to serve a God who's the living water this morning. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, share the Holy Ghost gift in every one of us right now, in the name of Jesus, shift the atmosphere a little bit higher. Come on, open up your mouth, because the Holy Ghost will instruct you right now. It'll guide you. It'll rehabilitate you. The Holy Ghost will dignify you. The Holy Ghost is qualifying some of you for a job that you don't have the qualifications for. The Holy Ghost will inspire you this morning. The Holy Ghost is invigorating. The Holy Ghost will enrich you. The Holy Ghost will inform you. The Holy Ghost will reveal you. The Holy Ghost will stir you right now. The Holy Ghost will beautify your need with salvation. The Holy Ghost will satisfy you. So you'll stop saying I'm lonely. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't need to be announced when you walk in the building because the Holy Ghost will identify you. The Father already knows who you are. The Holy Ghost will implant something in you. The Holy Ghost will cause you to influence these queens that you've never met before. And if the redeemed of the Lord would say so, just open up your mouth once again with the voice of shout of triumph. Hallelujah. I'm closing now. Come on, saints everywhere, all over the world. Just open up your mouth with the voice of triumph. Tell your neighbor that's up beside you. You don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me, but you can't tell it. So I'm going to tell it this morning. I'm going to shout with a voice. I'm going to shout with a voice because there's a dying world waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. The sons of God won't open up their mouth and ask. He said, whatever you want, just ask in my name and I'll do it. Oh, back to you, Dr. Johnson. Oh, my God. I feel a prophesying spirit. Come on in right now. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God bless you. Oh, all day long, just keep a voice. Keep your voice. If the enemy can put circumstances on you, the first thing he'll do is take your voice. Because when you go through something, Master. But glory, 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 glory. Come on, thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. He's shifting right now. He's turning it around right now. Bless you, Dr. Johnson. Ha! Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I give you praise. Thank you. I worship you, God. You are my Adonai. You are my Lord. Oh, God, oh, you are good God. That's more than enough this morning. Oh, glory. Glory. Oh, God, let the praise just wash through and anoint me. Make me over again, oh, God. Purify me in the worship. Purify me to praise. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's have a praise check, everybody. Praise check. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Glory
thank you.
To your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah. Chief Ambassador,
Chief Ambassador, can I say this, please? If something happens when women wail, there was a reason they called for the wailing women in the Bible. Because when women wail, generations are born. When women wail, something happens in the atmosphere. God is calling for some women that is not so mad and mean that know how to wail. They don't allow circumstances to pull them down, but will open up their mouth and wail. With a travail. Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, Ambassador Gail Stith. My. Everybody today, oh my God, I'm going to open up the Q&A praise report section and maybe take a few this morning. We may not get to a lot of prayer requests today, but we're going to pray in general today for all of you. Amen. The Q&A praise report session. Encourage Ambassador Stith and whatever you want to do as a
Q&A session started.
The Q&A praise section is open. If you want to encourage her, give a praise report of what God did for you on something else, the line is open. Press star six and the number one, and we'll recognize you in the queue. Star six and one. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you want to say a word of encouragement? Star six and one. All right, Mother Edley Johnson, the line is open. We hear you. Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
God bless you. Bless you. I tell you, this word is powerful. I enjoyed the word of God this morning. God bless Dr. Stinson. My God, when I'm sitting here, just eating it up. And I said, Lord, I thank you. This woman is anointed from the Lord. I just love the word. And she brought a dynamite message this morning. What a word. Thank God, Dr. Stitzer, you just keep on keeping on and teaching that word. God will bless you more and more. God bless you. Bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. All right. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Sheila, the line is open to you. We hear you. Go ahead. You're not there? All right, Sister Sheila, the line is open to you.
Good morning, good morning. I truly give honor this morning to God, who's truly the head of my life. My God, my God. Oh, Elette,